This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our Matrix chat server, and you can join that over at chat.lrn.fm. That's where you can get the step-by-step instructions on how to join us there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the Captain.
And Mark.
If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about secession. It's actually a story that was published in the Washington Times back in February, so before the election. In fact, we've talked about secession for years here on Free Talk Live, so I don't want somebody just tuning in to think, oh, you don't like Biden, huh? No, we talked about this when Trump got elected and when Obama got elected and so on, and quite a few times in between as well. Because remember, back in 2012, Obama got elected and there was like this... There's like a website that they put up where you could petition the federal government, the White House, to get an answer from Obama on a question.
Yeah.
And Texas got like 100,000 signatures or Texans or whatever.
They hit the number that was required in order to get the president to answer whatever. I think it was change.org.
Whatever they called it. Whitehouse.gov or .com or
whatever it was.
Whatever. And so it was a secession question, and Barack Obama's answer was, well, we settled that with the Civil War or something like that.
Right. I mean,
tough talk.
The president will answer your question. Well, yeah, but it won't be a good answer. It won't be a thoughtful answer.
It's a threat.
It's just a threat.
Yeah.
I just, hey, if you don't like the United States government, we'll kill you.
Well, that said, this particular guy writing the story over at Washington Times, his name is F.H. Buckley. He is a professor at Scalia Law School and the author of American Secession, The Looming Threat of a National Breakup. He's saying that he doesn't think they would roll in tanks. It's just untenable for a lot of different reasons. And we can get back into it coming up here. But John is on the line in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Oh, yeah, Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. Hey, they left out the R. I apologize. Go ahead.
It's all good. Yeah, I just had 2 points to bring up. Number one, that all the Q people on the internet, also known as Q-tards, were all wrong. And
again.
Yeah,
they've been wrong quite a few times, right? Like this whole Q thing is supposedly some insider within
the
government.
All I can tell you is whenever I get a box from Amazon, I quickly open it up in case there's a kidnapped child in there.
Yeah. What? I mean, well, there's something there's
Q,
a little bit.
Q was suggesting Q was suggesting that very expensive like cabinets.
Oh, the Wayfair.
Oh, that was Wayfair, yeah.
Yeah, the Wayfair cabinets.
Some company selling. It was ridiculous.
Yes, it was ridiculous.
So many ridiculous conspiracy theories.
Well,
but John, what else did you want to
share? Weird stuff in the emails of John Podesta. That was for sure.
There's some weird stuff out there, no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. What else did you want to say about these people?
Well, I just wanted to point out that they're wrong, and I was wondering how they're going to deal with it. But anyway. My other point was, I think the best way to secede from the union is to form our own societies within the state, such as like all the they had different societies back in the early 1800s with the different Christian societies, such as the Shakers and a bunch of other ones.
Hmm. Yeah, the Shakers are probably even a better example than the Quakers.
They had that one little flaw that didn't work out for them.
That they weren't having sex?
Right.
That one?
Yeah.
It's a big problem.
Yeah.
Aren't there like two Shakers left or something?
Yeah,
like
there's like two old women. By the way, here's an idea, folks. Become a Shaker and you inherit all that land.
So, John, thank you, man. Anything else? Go ahead.
That's everything.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Chris Cantwell calling us from jail. Chris is on the line here, and you're in Stratford County Correctional awaiting sentencing on being a political prisoner. Go ahead, Chris. Oops, hang on. Let me try unmuting the phone. That would help.
Guys on,
We got you now.
WTSN 98.1. It's good to be with you.
WTSN, one of the elite stations that actually airs Free Talk Live all 7 nights a week, all 3 hours Woo-hoo! Per night, out there in Dover, New Hampshire, out on the seacoast. Go ahead.
That's right, yeah. And I just finished listening to Joe Biden's acceptance speech. And, you know, all I have to say is, you know, move over Pearl Harbor. Good night, 9/11. You know, these things seem small in comparison to the coming Biden presidency.
Do you really think that Biden being president is going to be that meaningful? I mean, what about Barack Obama? He was in there for 8 years, and nothing really happened.
Well, look at the damage that Barack Obama did.
What was that damage?
It was rather profound.
Excluding the first hundred days, what did he manage to do?
Wait a minute. When you say nothing really happened under Barack Obama, are you ignoring the thousands and upon thousands of immigrants who were thrown in jail cells, the bombs, the countless bombs that were dropped all across the Middle East? How about Kim.com being raided down in New Zealand, which Joe Biden was directly behind and responsible for that? How about Ross Ulbricht and all of his successors being targeted on the dark
continued
web?
Continued growth of the prison system.
I mean, what do you mean nothing happened?
Okay. Nothing different happened. How's that?
I seem to remember the name Edward Snowden coming up during this.
That's right.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you know, if you look at Bush's administration, you look at Clinton's, I mean, for God's sakes, Ruby Ridge happened under Clinton. But there's all kinds
of things. What I'm saying is that things get progressively worse in America when Donald Trump loses, I guess, is what I mean to convey. And so I don't think that this was a legitimate election. I think it was stolen. But I haven't recently been given a great deal of reason to have faith in the legal system. I hope to God that Donald Trump's lawsuits uncover this fraud and
As far as I'm concerned, all of the elections are fraudulent.
I get that, but at the same time, like, we're talking, you know, elections are fraudulent things, you could say, inherently, how do you vote is to give someone rights that you don't have, et cetera, et cetera.
Precisely.
This is, you know, standard libertarian fodder. But, I mean, in the sense that, like, I don't believe for 1 second that this many people voted for Joe Biden. I mean, who in their right mind believes that Joe Biden, of all people, got the record number of votes for president?
There sure as hell weren't very many people out at his campaign events. Now, one could argue that, oh, well, they're afraid of COVID, but that wasn't true when it came to the BLM protests.
It wasn't true when it came to Antifa rioting. It's not true right now while they're out making out with strangers in the streets of New York City. Okay? The whole entire thing was a big scam. It's like, oh, we got to make life miserable under the Trump administration so that people will vote for change on November 3rd. That was literally how simple the whole COVID panic was.
Well, you certainly won't get me to say that everything's on the up and up with this particular election, but I got some questions about Donald Trump that I'd like answered. If you're there crying a river while you're in jail, under the Trump administration, mind you, by the feds, why didn't Donald Trump pardon Julian Assange?
Well, I don't know that that was the appropriate thing for Donald Trump to do, frankly.
He might now.
By the way, even if it is, I don't think that it was his highest priority. Trump came into that office, and he was immediately met with this nonsense that he was some kind of Russian spy, and he had to try to, like, battle that off. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that I would have liked Donald Trump to do, but, like, the well-being of Julian Assange is really at the bottom of my list of priorities.
It's perhaps at the bottom of the list of your priorities, but I said that I would vote for Donald Trump if he pardoned any one of Julian Assange, Ross Ulbricht, or Edward Snowden, and I know that there are many libertarians out there, and Donald Trump could use all the votes he could get right now.
Are we convicted felons allowed to vote in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Yes.
You're allowed to...
Well, that's good. I wish I had done that. I would have followed it.
After you've served the time. You can't do it during.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, yeah, I guess, you know, I can understand everybody's got their priorities, but, I mean, Donald Trump was doing a pretty good job of making America great again, even while Democrat governors worked to destroy their own economies and make their own people suffer and die just to make the COVID thing look worse, because they thought that that was a good political strategy. Now those people are in control of the White House, and that's going to be a bad thing. And you better hope that they don't steal those two Senate seats come that runoff in January, because if they have a Democrat president, a Democrat Senate, and a Democrat White House, then we are going to have tough times, ladies and gentlemen.
Secession
really
now.
Bad.
Thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We got more about secession on the way here. A few more thoughts from the law school professor, F.H. Buckley, author of American Secession, The Looming Threat of a National Breakup. It can't happen soon enough, and that was true 10 years ago. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk.
Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up what you want. Right here, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio, it's Ian.
The captain.
And Mark.
And want to make sure that you know about AnyPay 2.0. It is here, and crypto payments are faster than ever. In fact, it's hard to imagine how they could be any faster than AnyPay 2.0, because when I pay with my Edge wallet, it usually says paid on the receiving screen before Edge wallet sometimes even says that it was sent.
Yeah. Like, folks used to compare crypto payments to credit and debit cards with the point of sale.
Now there's no comparison.
There is no comparison. Particularly this past Sunday, I paid for my dinner with BCH using the AnyPay system at a local place here.
BCH being Bitcoin Cash.
That's right, yeah. And it was done in exactly as you described it. Bam.
Yeah,
done.
It's so fast.
So whether you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, you're going to have a smooth experience. If you're using another wallet, your mileage may vary, and some of them don't work at all, including Coinomi, including Exodus, and I'm a fan of Exodus. I like that wallet a lot, but unfortunately it just does not work with AnyPay 2.0, and that's because AnyPay 2.0 is newer payment technology, and the other wallets just honestly haven't caught up yet. They're honestly years behind. When I say newer, I mean like circa 2015. It's a new tech that not every wallet has enabled. And so what we want you to help with, if you're a user of Coinomi, if you're a user of Exodus, RelayX, Bread Wallet, they've got contact information over on AnyPay's website. You can go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. You can learn more about why it is that there's this incompatibility. They kind of explain it to you. And then you can contact the programmers of your favorite wallet and say, hey, you know, I like your wallet, but I'd really like to be able to use it to make payments. You know, not just hold crypto or send some crypto to your friends here and there, but to actually use in real life to buy things in you know, reality or on the web. So they can help you do that. And the more people that let these programmers know that this is important to them, the more likely they're going to pay attention.
I did it.
And take it seriously. Did you? Who'd you contact?
Coinomi.
Excellent. Did they get back to you?
No.
Hmm. So they also recommend that leaving a review on the Google App Store definitely gets attention, because they want to have their reviews being good. So
I was having a difficult time figuring that out.
Yeah. Well, there's different options in how you can do it. So go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. As we continue here with a story from WashingtonTimes.com, it's about secession. And the opinion from F.H. Buckley, who wrote the book American Secession, The Looming Threat of a National Breakup. Mark, you mentioned off the air, apparently you interviewed this guy on Edgington Post.
Multiple times.
So it must have been pretty interesting then.
Yeah, he's great. He
knows his stuff.
One of the interviews was about how the United States system of sort of republicanism, is the best way to describe it, has not exported well historically, whereas the parliamentary system has. Mm-hmm. I brought up some things I've heard here on the air about the parliamentary system being sort of resulting in more liberal governments worldwide. Mr. Buckley countered that likely those governments would be more liberal even if they had our system. So, yeah, you know,
he says
he's a brilliant man.
And he says, counter to what you were saying earlier, Mark, because you were worried about breaking up the United States being very inconvenient, he says countries that are smaller are happier, freer, and less corrupt. So it seems like a real good idea to
get out. The majority of people in the world don't travel as much as I do. So I live basically between two places. My son goes to school in Florida, and I live up here in New Hampshire. And then don't forget my residency over in Saipan. Mm-hmm. I do a bit more traveling than the average person. Most people in the world, I can't remember what the percentage is, but will live and die within 50 miles of where they were miles of where they were born.
Well, whether or not there's a gigantic federal government, I don't think should matter as far as your convenience in
there
your
is
life.
Going to look, systems tend to grow larger as this world grows smaller through communication. You can expect to see more and more federations, agreements,
but we're seeing
contracts.
Secession. We're seeing the UK secede.
Didn't you also mention something about somebody, or you had read or surmised, that somehow the smallest units of governance would be maybe even at the county level?
Oh, I'd love to see something like that. But that would be more of the monopoly form. See, what you guys do is you hear governance and you like immediately clam up.
No, there's a difference between governance and government.
Okay. So immediately you would mention Brexit. UK, yeah. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, are all currently working on a federation right now that would allow free trade and free movement.
Aren't they already part of the crown?
Yeah, but they don't have free trade and free movement in the same
Between the four of them?
Not in the same way.
Huh.
And you know, this is they're making their own union, and why wouldn't the United States be involved in that? Wouldn't you want that? I mean, imagine for a second.
No, I don't want a big government.
That's not a big government.
Well, that's how it turned out here in the United States. That's exactly how it turned out.
It agreed. Do you think that people can make mistakes and then learn from those mistakes and do something better in the future?
Not governments. I think they always suck and they get bigger and more oppressive, so no.
Well, I think that...
Look at the U.S. government. It was an attempt to do something differently, to do something better, and it became one of the world's superpowers and dominant forces, killing innocent people across the world and hunting down innocent, peaceful people.
It certainly,
it's sick.
Certainly. The United States government has killed millions in the last several decades.
I want to go back to the story here from the Washington Times. We don't need to be big to defend ourselves, he writes. He says, as it is, we spend more on the military than the next 21 countries put together.
Ooh, that number's even grown now.
This is from February of this year. In his farewell address, George Washington said that we were happily isolated from Europe and all its wars, and that hasn't changed. If California were to break away, who is going to invade it? Granted, we don't want to see customs barriers erected between the states after a breakup, which is what you were concerned with, Mark.
Yeah,
but
California,
if that's what bothers you, then you want a customs union, not a country. And we won't want to need a passport to visit Disneyland, but then Europeans don't need that either when traveling between different countries in the European Union. And here's the kicker. This time, secession would be politically correct. It's progressive California that wants to opt out of our immigration laws. Tell them that if they secede and stop paying their share of the military budget, they'll save enough to fund their own national health care. And then pose the same question to them when President Trump is reelected. Didn't happen. Or maybe. We'll see. And has a few more nominations for the Supreme Court. Or, now, tell the Trumpers the same thing. Hey, you guys don't want Biden? Start talking about secession and start taking this idea seriously. Forget MAGA, he says. Let's make America small again.
MASA.
That's ironic.
Yes, MASA.
Whoops.
Yes to MASA.
Unfortunate acronyms here on Free Talk Live.
So that's the story there from F.H. Buckley.
Yeah.
I love it. I support it. So let's do it.
You were talking about free trade agreements, and it occurs to me that this is what a free trade agreement should sound like. You are free to trade with anybody for any reason.
That's it. Simple.
I think that you'd probably be better off if I may go so far as to have an agreement with nations that...
Nations don't exist.
Yes, they do.
They're just ideas.
Yeah, well, marriages don't exist. Lots of things exist in language. Mm-hmm. Saying that something exists in language and then doesn't exist is...
There are people who believe in nations who will kill you over their belief system.
Right, things exist in language.
There's nothing such a thing as a nation.
Laws, like...
Words on paper. Laws are just words on paper written by strangers.
So many things in our lives... exist in the form of language.
Laws are just opinions backed by men with guns. That's all. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And they obviously don't apply to those men with the guns, as we've learned. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to divvyproject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election Saturday as results are still being disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden said he is, quote, honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and Vice President-elect Harris, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. President Trump responded in a statement saying, quote, we all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. He added, quote, legal votes decide who is president, not the news media. The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are still being contested by the Trump campaign or are so close that they have not been called as of Saturday. Georgia is headed for a recount. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania, and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News. The UAE is relaxing some of its restricted law code. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
The United Arab Emirates announced a major overhaul of the country's Islamic personal laws. They're now allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate. They've also loosened alcohol restrictions and criminalized so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to build itself as a westernized, skyscraper-studded destination for tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its Islamic legal code. The announcement follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the country and Israel, which is expected to bring an influx of Israeli tourists and investment. From the East Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. continue to rise as the country has set a new record for daily new cases in each of the last 3 days. 126,000 new cases were reported on Friday, with the rolling 7-day average nearing 100,000 cases for the first time. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, the live Saturday edition of the show. Bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Tonight, it's Ian here.
The captain.
And Mark.
The Matrix chat server. Turns out we screwed a little bit of the settings up when we set up the server, and we made it so that when you create a new channel, a public channel, that there was no way to do it in a unencrypted way. So the nice thing about the Matrix server is it has an encryption ability, so you can have, like, you know, some secrecy if you would like.
Doesn't sound screwed up yet.
Your chat. But the problem is it wasn't an option for you to turn it off. So if you wanted to have an unencrypted channel, you couldn't. And that has resulted in some frustrations. Mark, there was an issue with your client at one point where you would connect. It wouldn't show you all the back messages in the server, or it wouldn't show you any of the new messages because they were all still encrypted. So it gets a little complicated sometimes, and so we're going to scuttle all the public channels on the server later tonight. We're just going to get rid of them all, and we've set the server up so now you can actually create unencrypted channels. So we're going to recreate all of the default channels on the server as unencrypted.
Does everybody have to reload their private keys and stuff?
No, you shouldn't have to do that. It shouldn't affect any of the actual users. It'll just delete all the channels, and then we'll start from scratch, basically, with unencrypted channels by default. And that'll mean that the channel creators, you can still create your own channels. Everybody with a private encrypted channel, this will not affect them. But the public channels, we'll just delete them all, and then you can recreate them as unencrypted. If you want to encrypt the channel, you will still have that option, but by default, they will be unencrypted, and that means that it'll be easier for people to get in and out and read the chats. It'll be a smoother process for newbies on the server, less of a learning curve, and that just means we have to get rid of all the existing channels first. So that's just giving you a heads up that that's going to happen probably after the show is over tonight. So
you do love to mess with these BBSs and chat rooms and stuff like that. You can't leave well enough alone.
It's not well enough. It needs to get better.
And with software, you know, if you do accidentally not check the right box or uncheck a box you needed to have checked, sometimes the easiest route is to uninstall and reinstall.
Well, in this case, we don't have to go that far. The server will not be uninstalled.
Right.
It's just the rooms will be scuttled. Yeah. And again, it won't affect private rooms. So if you've got a private room talking to somebody or a few somebodies, then that will stay.
I refer to it as rip and rebuild. So
yeah, that's what we're going to do. Make it better. You got to break it down to build it up again.
That's right.
That's all. To build it better. All right. So we're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts. We go to David. He's in New Mexico listening to KINN. And then coming up, we'll talk about a dead man who got elected. Go ahead, David.
Hey, you two. Get a room.
There's three here. Go ahead.
Private room. Oh, you're going to have a threesome? Okay. Well, to each his own. Well, first of all, I sent an email to the stepfather that is charged with beating up my son.
Oh, boy.
But since I sent an email half a week ago, and he didn't respond, although I don't know why, because me sending him an email may or may not be a violation of a court order, and he could get me cited for contempt. So I don't know why he doesn't seize that opportunity. Since he didn't respond to the email, public record, that's Kurt Elitch, Kurt with a K, E-L-I-C-H.
Allegedly.
Public record. No, it's factual. You can read it for yourself in the court record right this minute by going on the internet. You can see the felony charges against him. And anyway, so he didn't respond to my email, so I sent a text a few hours ago, hasn't responded to that.
So you want to get charged with contempt of court? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Because I'm thinking going on national radio and talking about this sounds like a horrible idea.
Aren't you snarky? Actually, that would set up it's their move, put it that way. If you want to call it a chess game, it's a chess game. It can go either way. This dude, who's dragged me through courts for a decade, beat up my son and is charged for it. So if he wants to pay his lawyer $300 to file a motion for contempt, bring it on. That would be a fun federal court case. That would be fun. So, yes. Bring it on, Kurt Elitch. Bring it on.
All right, there you go. Tough talk from David. Thanks for the call tonight. We go to another tough talker. James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Except he's way more drunk. Go ahead, James. Going once.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm drunk.
You're awfully slow on the pickup there, bro.
When I got other things I didn't expect to be taken on by so-called ministers or anybody's welcome to call in. And unlike a convicted felon that the FBI rightfully and 12 of my peers had put in prison. This isn't the highlight of my day. Is he going to continue doing that for the years he's in prison?
You're referring to Christopher Cantwell?
Isn't it funny that nobody calls him a lunatic or makes fun of him being convicted of threatening people?
Well, he doesn't threaten people.
And never will do.
Yeah. James, I'd like to point out that the threats that you've made against all of the hosts on this show are far, far worse than anything I've seen on the evidence of Mr. Cantwell.
Right. Cantwell has ugly opinions, that's for sure. I mean, he is a racist, and I hope that ultimately he changes his mind about that at some point in his life. But he has not threatened people. He did have an argument with somebody over the internet at one point, and he said he was going to F his wife in front of his children, but that wasn't, in my opinion, a threat.
Whereas James Wittekind, as I like to call him, neither witty nor kind, has threatened, almost every host on this show in some way, shape, or form, and yet remains a free man.
It's true. Thank you for the call tonight, James. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So it's happened again, Captain. Another dead man elected to a national office after, posthumously.
Well, and we've heard throughout the election and elections before this one, or the selection, I should call it, that dead people are voting. People who have long been deceased have cast votes somehow. And so,
well, far more of them they're complaining about just sort of being on the voter rolls, which, of course, it's okay if they're on the voter rolls as long as they're not voting, but we'll see.
It stands to reason, then, that a dead man should be elected. This from Politico.com. GOP state legislator candidate in North Dakota who died of COVID wins the election. David Andahl was 55 when he died on October 5th. A Republican in North Dakota, he won the seat in the state legislature nearly a month after he died of complications after contracting COVID-19.
55 is young to die of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it said complications. So David Andahl was 55 when he died October 5th after winning a heated primary with an incumbent committee chairman. Senator Kevin Cramer has endorsed the Bismarck rancher, saying, "We need more Trump Republicans in the state legislature." Democrats nationwide have gone into Election Day believing that the White House's haphazard handling of the coronavirus pandemic would hurt Republican chances at the ballot boxes, only to be stunned when the Project Blue Wave never materialized. North Dakota has seen a dramatic surge in cases over the last month. It now leads the country in the number of new cases, according to the COVID Tracking Project. And
no, they're talking about cases, not deaths.
Right.
That's the new thing.
Yeah, of course. They stopped talking about deaths months ago.
Because the deaths are insignificant.
Somehow it switched to cases, and everybody just went, yeah, the numbers are going up, even though they completely changed.
Well, because more people are being tested, because there's all kinds of forced testing going on. So there's way more tests being done. So, of course, more cases are coming up. That doesn't mean that they're in any way bad cases. It doesn't mean that they're in any way dangerous or whatever.
If you use 60,000 deaths per week, and that's as you know, I mean, there are weeks in the United States when prior to COVID that more than 60,000 people died. If you use that as sort of the upper limit of what an emergency is, COVID stopped being an emergency back in August.
It was never an emergency.
If not before, I mean, I would think. But yeah, if you use those numbers, sure.
You know, there's a significant deviation from excess deaths earlier this year from March through August in the United States. I mean, you know.
Well, Andahl and another Republican won the two seats for state representatives from North Dakota's 8th District, with Andahl taking nearly 36% of the vote. So he won.
Congratulations.
By quite a margin, despite not being among the living.
Last time this happened that I recall was the year 2000. It was Governor Mel Carnahan who died before he went up against Republican John Ashcroft for the U.S. Senate.
Mm.
And Carnahan beat Ashcroft after he had died.
How'd they handle it?
This had happened before. They'll probably just appoint somebody.
I think he should be allowed to.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Come
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you if you dial in now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is going to be, once again, at ForkFest in 2021.
Woohoo!
We had a great ForkFest this year. It was the fourth annual ForkFest this year. So
the fork
year,
are you talking about?
Next year it will be the fifth annual ForkFest, and you can join us and join maybe hundreds of others. We don't know how many people are going to show up over at Rogers Campground June 28th through July 4th. So go ahead and mark your calendar now, June 28th through July 4th in 2021. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than to be around other freedom-loving activists here in the Shire? And you can register your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground. Even though it's coming up the wintertime, they're going to be a little inaccessible at Rogers Campground. They don't do much during the winter. They close it down. But from what I understand, they do check their messages from time to time. And so you should be able to still go ahead and lock in your campsite for next summer. That's June 28th through July 4th. ForkFest.party is a website you can go to learn more about the event. That's ForkFest.party, and you can connect with the ForkFest Telegram chat room, the ForkFest forum. These are all unofficial websites. There's no official anything. There's no organizers. There's no ticket price. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. It's ForkFest.party. Let's go to Moses. He's calling from Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Go ahead, Moses.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's on your mind?
Listen, first of all, I'd like to say kudos to Joe Biden. You know why?
What's that?
Because this country needs to get back on track as for what we've been trying to thrive for through all these years with all the problems that this country has gone through.
Okay. Well, when you say back on track, what are you referring to?
Well, here's one thing. First, I'm going to ask you a question, man. All right. You guys must have lost your mind, okay? And I'll tell you the reason why I say that, okay? You got 51 states. Okay, in the United States. Are you with me?
What's the 51st?
The 51st? I think it's Hawaii or Alaska, whichever. Okay.
Close. Alaska was what, number 49?
Hawaii
but
was 50.
Doesn't matter. Don't get sarcastic. Let's stay on track.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't stay on point with what we're talking about.
Go ahead.
About.
All right.
Okay.
You confused me there for a second, though.
No, I didn't confuse you. You just want to be sarcastic. Okay.
All right.
But what my point here is, you got 51 states in the United States, and you're talking about division, all right? You guys are, how would I say, recruiting exactly what Donald Trump was on point, was on track to try to do. Separate.
Donald Trump wasn't.
Okay.
Donald Trump wasn't a secessionist. He was opposed to secession.
Listen to me, my friend. Let's go to California. You were talking about California being the first state to make that move, right?
Yeah, they're talking about it.
They've got a proposal.
Okay, they may be talking about this. That's fine. They can talk about it, okay? But you think about this. Let's say California put it in motion, and all the other 50 states stand back and watch as how would you say, progress or whatever the case may be. And it become, it have progress, and it seemed to be working, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you have a state like, let's say, New York, to follow suit, whatever.
Yeah, New Hampshire, Texas.
And then New Hampshire.
Vermont,
but either
Hawaii.
Way you say, before you know, you got, yeah, but hear me. Before you know it, you got 10 states that follow suit with California.
Hell yeah.
Now, mind now, don't forget about, we are the biggest enemies throughout the whole world. Don't forget about Iran, Iraq.
Iran is not a threat to New Hampshire.
Hold on. Listen to what I'm trying to say to you, brother.
All right.
Okay. What my point here is, okay, let's say when all these so-called states have called themselves being established to being independent, so-called, what do you think the enemy is going to do? You know the first place they're going to attack.
Which enemy?
The U.S. All of these enemies throughout these that hate the United States.
They're not going to attack a state if it's not part of the United States.
Where are they going to attack,
my friends? The damage is already done, is what I'm trying to get you to understand. It doesn't matter how we might separate or try to separate. We are known as the United States throughout the world.
Well, we won't be when we leave. When New Hampshire says goodbye. Let me explain something to you. When New Hampshire says goodbye, when California says goodbye to the United States, that will be world news. People around the world, there will be headlines everywhere that have said the U.S. is breaking up. It's over. And so there
That's
will be
the
no more
point.
United States, at least not that we know of.
That's the whole point. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. That's the whole point, my friend.
I'm not scared.
I wanted to hear your scenario, Moses. My cohort here is just so on the job when it comes to secession. You've said something against secession. I can't stand it.
Right? No, like, that's not how I'm responding.
Like, I wanted to hear what your scenario was. Can you tell me?
It's invasion. He already said that.
Where?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm saying. And
but where?
Look, I would, myself personally, with all that the United States has gone through, all the troubles that it has had through slavery, civil war. All this stuff, all the problems that we've had, I would much rather try to come together and make ourselves.
It's not happening,
better.
Dude. No one's coming together in the United States anymore.
It seems
it's
like
over.
It's farther apart than ever.
I tell you one thing. All you guys got to do is sit back and wait, because the first place they're going to attack is Washington, D.C.
Good.
And when
they
attack,
deserve it.
When they attack, well, hold on, no. When they attack Washington, D.C., and these 10 states see the damage that has been caused, and we are divided. Now we're in World War III now.
Okay? I'm not worried about it. Not worried about it. New Hampshire is a very well-armed place. I don't know about California. Don't really care. But New Hampshire can take care of itself, and I suspect some of the southern states would be able to take care of themselves. Montana, Wyoming, a lot of those northern flyover states.
Notice what you said. The southern states. You're going back to the 13 colonies. That's basically what you're counting on, okay? The 13
the South will rise again, my friend.
It ain't going to work like that, my friend. You can count. You think it's going to work like that if you want. Look at it, and everybody's saying that.
If somebody invades Washington, D.C., I mean, I'll feel bad for the poor bastards that live in Washington, D.C., but they should have gotten out of there a long time ago. At least then they'd be targeting the place where it deserves it, because that's where the government is, that's where the evil is located, and
well,
you know what?
Beijing,
I'm not going to be shedding any tears for Washington, D.C. You can burn it to the ground as far as I'm concerned.
What if Russia, Iran, and Iraq, some China in there too, all decides at one time to invade America? While we are with the,
what's the point of that?
All the division.
First of all, China, we're their best customer.
Divide,
why would they
conquer?
Benefit
what
from?
Divide?
Why would they benefit from invading their best customer?
Well, you see, that's the whole point of trying to take over.
But that costs a ton of money. It costs a ton of lives. It costs a ton of resources to take over a landmass the size of the United States. It's not even a possibility.
Yeah, I disagree with Moses' assessment here, but I do think that he's got a point that in the vacuum of the lack of a superpower that you will see, probably China.
Did China invade Russia when Russia broke, the USSR,
nope.
when they broke up?
Nope, they didn't, but I can assure you they're
did
not.
Did the United States invade?
China is currently invading Russia right now.
Huh?
China is invading all of its surrounding neighbors and taking a little bit of land.
China's invading Russia?
Yes, it's happening.
Well, they've been doing that here in the United States, too. I mean,
well,
they're buying land.
They're buying land.
Is that what you mean? They're buying land or they're invading militarily?
They're not invading militarily. They're just moving. They're like a property owner that moved their shed over a little bit on your side.
Okay, but are they really actually doing that?
Here's my point. My whole point is, I think it's a really bad idea for the United States to separate and break up. I think that's going to be the end of the United States.
Well,
that's
I think it will be the end of the United States. That's the whole point, Moses. Why would you want to keep this thing going? It's a failure.
When I say United States, I'm not talking about the separation of the independence of each state. I'm talking about the United States as a country.
Why would you want to be under the control of someone like Donald Trump?
Well, that's the whole point, my friend. You see, that's what I'm trying to say. I would much rather go back to somebody like Joe Biden.
But after Joe Biden, there's going to be another Republican at some point. You know that's the case. It just keeps switching back and forth, and then they keep using the violence that the predecessors have used against you.
One thing about it. Here's the thing right here. First of all, Faith. Okay, we don't know what's going to happen in the next 4 years. All right, but one thing I do know
what's
going to
happen.
Well, if you know what's happening, I'd like to see that crystal ball that you're looking at. Okay,
I'll tell you. It's real simple. Here's what's going to happen. The same thing that happened when George Bush was in, the same thing that happened when Barack Obama was in, and the same thing that happened when Trump was in, which was the U.S. government gets bigger, more oppressive, more expensive, more invasive than it ever has before.
Murderous.
Yeah, that's not going out on a limb. I don't need a crystal ball to make that prediction. It's not going to get smaller. It's not going to leave people alone. It's not going to shrink its budget. Okay, none of those things are going to happen, and they wouldn't have happened under Trump either. The same things would happen under Trump as will happen under Joe Biden. It doesn't matter, and the only difference is Joe Biden will probably molest somebody's kids. Thanks for the call tonight, Moses. I do appreciate the conversation. If you didn't get in tonight, that's okay.
Hold me, Moses.
We got another show for you tomorrow night.
See how I take the position that's opposite yours, and they still say, you guys got to be out of your minds, right? Like it's
Well, you sounded like you were opposite. You sounded like you were against secession, but then you sounded like you were in favor of it.
No,
kind of on both sides of the fence tonight, Mark. You're wishy-washy. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.